into the pole. It's cut. So we're gonna use this. I have 8-gauge wire. This is 25 feet. Eight-gauge solid copper wire. So I have another wire that's twice as long. And I do the same thing, find the end. I pinch it. So it's easier to manage. See, right now it's being tangled. You don't want it tangled. You just want to be able to manage each wire. Now the wire is more handled. I got three that's tighter, and then I got one that's got a lot of wire on it. So this is where we should be. This is 500 feet of 14-gauge wire. I ran it through my wire stripper, so the insulation peels off, but this is 14-gauge wire. I take my 14-gauge wire, I also stick it in the top. And then I go around wrapping around this first one, let's say two times. Then I go to the next. So I went around it a few times. Now what I'll do is I'm gonna pull the all ends up, because I like to make it long enough for a hand to fit. And then I'm gonna put a little bubble right here, a shape, a part of the art look. So you pull these up and you go around it. So it's coming off of the pole. Now that I'm back on the pole, I got the little bubble, got an area to grab bubble, and then I'll do another area to grab and put another bubble. But just keep going around, same motion. Now that I have enough area to grab here and here, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna pull these up, and I'm gonna create another bubble, angle from it. So I do the same thing as far as I pull it up, and I start wrapping that around. So again, we got one bubble, two bubble, this third bubble. Normally I'll bend it down and keep going, but what I'll do is I'm gonna make a space to dangle crystals from it. So I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna make a circle. I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna make a, see? And then I'm gonna bring it back to the pole. I'm gonna do that on all four. So now I'm back to the pole. There's 7 main chakra stones, and we're doing chakra stones. This is only 4. So I'm gonna do another 4. So we're gonna have 8 spots for stones. So the 7 chakra stones will be there plus an extra one. So what I'm not gonna come away from the pole. I'm gonna just make the loop on the pole. See? Do that to all 4. So you got 4 here and 4 above it, and they're gonna dangle crystals. So when you move the scepter, it's gonna make noise. This part up here is gonna be the ankh body, and then the arms, and then the head. and I don't want it to look like the rest of the scepter. So what I do is I bring these four wires together. See? Bring it together on both sides. So on this side is together, this side is together. And with the 14 gauge wire, we're gonna come and we're gonna wrap both of these wires together. See? Then I'm gonna bring it around. So all I'm doing right now is just going in a circle, wrapping two together, and then coming around, wrapping two together. As I work my way all the way up to the top, where I'm gonna make the rest of the arm. So this is the body of the arm. It's also a good area to grab. It's easy to grab. But just keep working your way around. Okay, now we reach the top. Now, remember, this is the body of the arm, and now we gotta make the arms. So, on each side, I bend it down, and I'm gonna that's on that side. I need to do the same thing on this side. You want to make them look similar as best you can. This wire is the most I got. I want this to be on the outside. So, this is on the outside. So, these two was always together. It's from this side. So, it's going like this. And then it's coming up. Now, on this side, I'm gonna make it come up, but it's gonna be on. So these two is on the outside, this and these two is gonna be on the inside. So you see, I made the arms. Now I'm moving these so that it goes up, and I'm not gonna make the complete circle. I'm gonna continue with my 14 gauge to lock everything in. So I'm gonna use this 14 gauge to wrap. Weave it in and out for the inside too. I'll wrap it twice. I'm gonna control them, and then I'll go back to the outside too. Wrap it twice. And the wire started to overlap. I don't want it right here. I don't want it to overlap and turn into a knot. I want it to be cleaner than that. Yep, just like that. Then I'll wrap the two inside twice. And continue on. I'm going to continue on weaving in and out. As I sculpture the wire. So now that I'm getting to the top, and as you see, I'm making a circle. And I'm making a circle to fit this stone. Bend it. And bring it back. This part right here is on wrap around sage. So you could sage, as you hold in your wand, you could sage stuff. And then, so when I bring it back, I'm gonna bend it. I'm gonna clamp it. So this only separate, I'm bringing it back to finish weaving these. What I'm gonna do with this is I'm gonna make this. One piece of sage, you'll put this in here and you'll spin this. Tight, so I'll hold it. Keep weaving and going around. You sizing the stone you're gonna put in it, and you sculpturing it as you go. As I get towards the end, I'm pulling it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna keep wrapping, and I'll have it come down and around. So it's gonna do that. So I'm gonna bend this around like so. I'm gonna take the end of this and snake it through. Now this is the end of it right here. Take a tool. It in. See? That's locked in. Now, this area right here, I don't like the way that look. This looks good, but right here don't look good. So I'm gonna spirals look so good. So if you ever have an area that don't look good, all that's telling me is it needs to be a spiral right there. An energy vortex. Little energy vortex right there. Let's take the rest of this and find a spot to wrap it and cut it and tuck it. So I'm gonna cut it right here. I'm gonna cut it right here. This piece I'm gonna tuck it in there. I'm gonna clamp it so it's nowhere to scratch. It's tucked in. So on this side, I like the way that look. The way this is coming down and going around here with the little energy vortex, the spiral, that looks good. This side don't look good. Not yet, at least. And I still got all this wire. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna make a bigger spiral on this side. So I hold it and I just go in a circle, let it wrap around itself. Close, see? To end this, I'm going to bring it around this one. I'm going to cut this too. See? That's poking out. That'll scratch somebody. Can't leave nothing poking out. I'm going to tuck it. Pushed out of the way. Can't even feel it. Now I still got this 14 gauge wire. Never cut it. This whole thing is fully wrapped with one 14 gauge wire going down all the way up and around. I'm gonna take this and I'll wrap it around one of these arms. Now, I'm gonna finally cut it. And I'm gonna just sew it through this arm. That's as far as I want it. I'm gonna cut it up here. I'm gonna cut it towards the top. So this part that's poking out, I'm gonna push it in, and it's gonna end on the inside. So there's nothing scratching. That's one side, is the other side. Now, what I did to this side, I need to do to this side. So I don't get worried about this part yet. I'm gonna take this part, and I'm gonna wrap. I'm gonna wrap it. I'm gonna look at this side. See how this side is? It comes to about right there. So let's keep going. Let me show you this side so you can see it. See how that is? Similar. You don't gotta be perfect. It's handmade. I don't think it looked good if it was perfect. I like it that for you to look at it and tell that a person put their energy into it. So we don't sew this through again. Then again, I'm gonna cut it up high. End it on the inside. Now I still have this piece of wire sticking out. I'm gonna find it underneath here. I'm gonna wrap that and end it. I don't want no pieces sticking out to scratch people. After every cut and tuck, rub your hands across. Make sure ain't nothing sharp scratching. So we got this far. I gotta put in the crystal so when you shake it, it makes noise. Also, the crystals give it more energy. These are the stones my wife chose. So I'm gonna wrap these individually and drop them in. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna quick wrap these. So this is ready to be dangled. And I'm gonna do that to each one. Just a simple quick wrap. And get them all ready to be dangled. All 8 of them. So this is made out of heavy duty wire. Everything, the pole, all of this is made to last. Even these crystals already been around for millions of years. So you don't gotta worry about them going nowhere. So you stick this in each one. So if you like this, the way that I made this video, as far as me explaining everything and teaching it, I could do that one more. I need y'all to like, comment, say what you like about it, say what you dislike about it. Let me know what you think I could have did better. Let me know what you want me to do more of. And share the video too. Because if I'm going to teach it, I need more people watching. And I really appreciate y'all for making it all the way through. If you made it to the end, that means you serious. And this energy right here is for you. For everybody who made it to the end. Made power, made prosperity, money, finances, made love, made everything you need in your life be there for you. Come through. And appreciate y'all. As always, peace.